Okay, we are on Nun Chesem at Aleph. So we are going to start from the Gemara of... we're going to start again Ashkechino, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top, 58A. Ashkechino Mar Yehuda L'Rav Yosef L'Rav Shmuel B'Rei D'Rabba B'Bachana. Mar Yehuda... It's interesting he's called Mar Yehuda because the Gemara will have not such flattering things to say about him. So I guess they never named him Rav Yehuda. He's Mar Yehuda. He found these two Amoraim. They were standing by the door of Rabba. Amar Lehu Tanya, Hamikadosh Bepetach Amar Bebasa Bechalov, Bechul Shenishchatu Bazara, Rav Shimon Ayim Mekadeshes. Now we know that Reb Shimon said Petach Hamar is Mutar B'Hanah before it's chopped off. So if you gave the woman a firstborn donkey before you chopped the head off, it is Mutar B'Hanah. So you gave her something. Also, Basar B'Chalav, we had Reb Shimon earlier. Our Gear said Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. The other Gear says Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Aymer B'Shim Reb Shimon. That Basar B'Chalav is Mutar B'Hanah. So if you give it to a woman, she can get pleasure. So she's Mekadeshes. And Chulin Shanishkutu Bazara, which till now we had that it's Asr Bhana, Reb Shimon Ayim Mekadeshes, that means it's Mutar Bhana. Chavim Ayim Ayim Mekadeshes. Alma, what?
All of them.
Because they all Petach Hamar is Asr even before Arifa. They all Basar B'Chalav is Asr Bhana, and they all Chulin Shanishkutu Bazara is Asr Bhana. Alma Chulin Shanishkutu Bazara, Reb Shimon Lav Deraisa. Not biblically prohibited by Hanah, because if it were, you're not giving the woman anything of any value. We're a minute. Now, there's a problem here we're going to come back to, but it's mashma that it is asim and rabbanon. But if it's asim and rabbanon, why is she mekadesh? She still can't use it. So we'll get to that. That's nice. This is kasha. We'll get to it after we finish this piece of Gemara. Practicing Gemara a minute, I'll ask you a contradiction. Shimon Ayim Bechun Shalish Lubazar Yisrafu. If you shech chulim bazar, you burn it. Now the truth is, why would you burn it? The answer is because chulin shenishchutu bazara run a risk that it's going to be confused with kachim that become pasul. Let me explain. I did not take out time yesterday to explain it the way I should have. And that is, a person sechs kachim in the azara and becomes pasul. The blood spilled before you did zrika. Something happened that the carbon became pasul. The halacha is you have to burn it. So you have to keep track of this animal with a carbon. Was brought to Nazar as a carbon, shechted as a carbon, and then became pasul. We burn it, right? Chulin shenishchutu bazara is an animal brought into Nazar that was shechted, right? And according to, really, you shouldn't have to burn it. But we're afraid if people will see that you don't burn this animal called chulin shenishchutu bazara, they will confuse it with kachim that became pasul. Both don't go in the mizbeach, and therefore, they'll say, if this is not burnt, why should we burn the other one? So they made a drabonon and they said, you have to burn it. But v'chein chaya shenishchutu bazara. The same thing is true if you shechted a deer in the azara. Now, if you learn a chul shenishchutu bazara as a deraisa, so then you can say, since it's awesome a deraisa b'hana, so they made a loy plug and they said it should be burnt. But if you learn this whole chul shenishchutu bazara is only awesome a drabonon, and they told you to burn it because I'm afraid they'll confuse it with kachim. Why would they expand it to chaya? Nobody confuses chaya with kachim. So l'chayra, that shows us that he holds that chol shenishchutu bazara is a deraisa, which makes a contradiction in Reb Shimon. And Rashi will explain this much better than I. Let us do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Reb Shimon Ayim Mekadeshes, the Petach Hamar Mechayim, Reb Shimon L'Tamei, Amar Le'el, we had it earlier, Mutar Bhana. Basar B'Chalav, Shimon L'Tamei, Amar Le'el, Mutar Bhana. We had that before. Chulin Bazara, Ksavar Yisur Elav Deraisa, Loi Yisr Shchitasai, it's not us to shecht it biblically, Loi Yisr Hanasai, Loi Darish Berichuk Malkam Hochi, he doesn't darshan the way we darshaned, that Viki Yerchak, that tells me that it's us to shecht Chulin Bazara, doesn't darshan it that way. Ela b'drabanon, period. He holds the whole thing as a drabanon. And the reason we burned it is Dumba Asil Meimar, Chachim Shenifshul Lachar Shchita Hein. People will confuse this with a carbon that became pasul after Shchita. Shlei Nizrik Damim, that they didn't do Zrika. If we let you have pleasure from Chulun Shanishma to Bazara, you will have pleasure from Kachim to get a mum, because you won't recognize the difference. They're very similar. They're both animals shechted Bazara. They're both animals that were not processed by the Mizbeach. Right? Now, they came from different ends of the spectrum. One came from being a carbon that became puzzle, and one was Chulun. But the bottom line is it looks the same to the onlooker, an animal shechted in the Azara, and no hakrava to the Mizbeach. So it's the exact same circumstance. One is mutter b'hana, one has to be burned. People get confused.
Let me just finish the Rashi.
And they'll have pleasure from kachim shal nizrik damam. So the reason they asked at chulun b'azara b'hana is that you shouldn't confuse it, according to Reb Shimon, you shouldn't confuse it with kachim that became puzzle. Yes, Rabbi Goldman.
But the onlooker is very nice, but aren't the Kohanim there to explain? I mean, people are going to...
The Kohanim will make the mistake.
No, the Kohanim won't.
These are two animals that are so similar that people will confuse the two.
Is it the Kohanim will or the people will?
It doesn't say. It says, Asi Lameimer, they will come to say, I'll let you fill in whoever they are. Yisrafu, Blesagalu Bikvura. Almi Yisurim and Hatayra. Yisrafu tells me that it's Deraisa. Dimid Rabbanon, Mimach Marin and Kulahai. Would we take it so far? The Heed of Behema Gazer Atab Sula Megashim. Granted that by Behema we are worried about because you'll confuse it with Kachim that became puzzle. They named Kachim Sulam Nikvarim. You shouldn't think that you can bury Kachim that are puzzle. We want to make sure you burn him. If it is not biblical, why should Chaya be included in the Drabonon? It shouldn't even be Aser. The only reason it's Aser Bano is because you confuse it with Kachim. You wouldn't confuse Chaya with Kachim. Must be it's Aser Menatayra. So the Chaya is Aser Bano Menatayra anyway. So once the Chaya is Aser Bano, it's Trefasim Medivri Seifim. Behema Gazer, Demasa Lamehme Kachim Sulam Lekvura. By Behema they made you burn it because they don't want you to confuse it and bury the Kachim Sulam. By Taira Meyisrafu. By Chaya, Nami Gazer, Shlei Tachlik Medin Chulun Shanishchul to Bazara. So they said burn the Chaya also because Midaraisa to Aser Bano anyway. Just a question whether you should bury or burn. So they say, listen, you're burning the Behema, burn the Chaya. Rabbanon like to keep things straight. But that makes sense if it's biblical. So since it's Aser B'hano, biblically, we say, you're burning the Behema, burn the Chaya. But if it's not Aser B'hano, biblically, why include the Chaya? There's no confusion here. Again, let me explain. If you learn Chul Shalish to Bazar is Aser biblically B'hano, that would involve both Behema and Chaya. Now, you wouldn't have to burn it biblically, because you could bury it. Some Yisuri Hano have to be burned. Some Yisuri Hano can be buried. Chulun Shadishlu Bazara really can be buried. But we're afraid. If we're going to let you bury Chulun Shadishlu Bazara, you will come to bury Kachim Sulam. Right? But if it's, that's if it's Asim Adaraisa. So they went and they said, since we're burning Behema, we're burning Chaya, which is Asim Hano anyway. But if you learn the whole Yisur Chulun Shadishlu Bazara is rabbinic, that means the whole Yisur came about because of confusion. It shouldn't apply to Chaya at all. There's no confusion by Chaya. So to say that Chaya is Aser, right, even though there's no confusion, and then to say you have to burn it, that's like taking it very far. Why would the Rabbanan do that if it's only Drabbanan? Therefore, it proves that Shimon holds Chul Shnitz Lazar is at least Aser Bahano Mizaraisa. It's a contradiction in Reb Shimon. That's what the Gemara is asking.
Is the Gemara, or is this what Rabbi
Yehuda? This is what Mar Yehuda, who was mentioned in the Gemara,
he stumped them with this question.
Correct. Ishtiku, they kept quiet. Also, the Kama de Rabba, they came to Rabba. Amalu Paulgu Kamincho. He's a person that always argues. I see that the arguer stopped you. He stumped you. That brisa that says the chol shnishchut bazar is mikudeshes. That's only by chulin shenishkatu bazara they found in a treifa. So it was not chulin shenishkatu bazara. Einachinami Reb Shimon holds chulin shenishkatu bazara is a deraisa. And the reason she's mukadeshes is because it wasn't a shechita. What happened was you found it to be a treifa. Now Reb Shimon throughout Shas says that a shechita that doesn't make a mutter to eat is a non-shechita. It's killing. And what would happen if you took chulin bazara and shot it? That's not chulin shenishkatu bazara. That's not chulin shenishkatu bazara. Wouldn't be aser. Even if you learn chulin shenishkatu bazara is biblical, that's if chulin shenishkatu bazara. It has to be shechted. If you shoot chulin bazara, it doesn't become aser. If you shecht and find a treifa, to Reb Shimon you shot it. He holds shechita she'ein neruya leishma shechita. A shechita does not accomplish its purpose of being matzah the meat to eat is a non shechita. So therefore it's not chulin shenishkatu bazara. So therefore she's mukadeshes. Einochinami Reb Shimon holds chulin shenishkatu bazara is a deraisa. And that's why it's asabana, and that's why you have to burn it, and that's why you have to burn a chaya also. Because it's asabana but deraisa. The reason he said mukadeshes is in a single case. If you shechted and found the treifa, so Reb Shimon says, you didn't shecht it. And therefore it's not chulin shenishkatu bazara. So therefore she's mukadeshes. Mutabana. Reb Shimon Tamei, the Tanya HaShechet is a treifa, the Chena HaShechet, the Nimtzis treifa, Zeva Zeh Chulam Bazara, Reb Shimon Mater Bano Avacham HaMaisrim. So he stumped you because he learned the Braisa, and he didn't explain it in one case. But the answer to his question is, everybody here holds, Chul Shunishlu Bazara is a deraisa. The reason Reb Shimon says Mekudeshes is only when it was found to be a treifa. So it's not chulin shenishkatu bazara, because that's a machlokes of Shimon the Chachamim. A shechita that doesn't accomplish its purpose, is that considered a shechita or not?
Even in the Azara, even you took.
I don't care where it is. If you shoot it in the Azara, it's not chulin shenishkatu bazara. This is shooting it.
So according to Chachamim, it's
considered a shechita because you did the act of shechita, and they would say it's asabana b'deraisa. So it's a side machlokes. This is a machlokes throughout Shas, from Shimon and the Rabbanon. A shechita that doesn't accomplish its purpose, what is its status? Is it called a shechita or not? For instance, you steal an animal and you shecht it. Chayv dalvei. What if you found a treifa? Shimon would say, you're not chayv dalvei. You didn't shecht it. You shot it. This is a machlokes throughout Shas. We had it before. You shecht an egg larufa. What was an egg larufa? And you found it to be a treifa. It's a purim mitzayra, I'm sorry. Shechta tzipura mitzayra. You found it to be a treifa. Shimon says you didn't shecht it.
What does he hold by a good shechita?
It's mitaraisa. That's what the Gemara is answering. That was Rabbi's answer. Reb Shimon holds shchul shenishlu bazar mitaraisa. Question is, so why is she mukadeshes? The answer is because
where it wasn't a
shechita. Correct.
When we're shooting an animal, everyone agrees it's not.
Correct. I understand. The machlokes is this shooting or shechting?
That's not possible.
Rashi. That's Rashi, Pauga Kantran, an arguer, Ragel Lachlaga Chaverov. Rabbi identified him. Oh, the arguer stopped you. Rachel Mai, Skeeta Dam Reb Shimon Mukadeshes, Shlimtsis Trefa. Reb Shimon Latamei, Damalin Yikisi Adam. Whether it's chayiv and kisi adam, if you shecht a chayiv or a bird, you have to cover the blood. Only if you shecht it. What if you shecht and found the treif? Or I says benai, you're not allowed to shecht a mother and a kid, animal the same day. What if you shechted the first one and it was treif? Or tashlumi abba chamisha, you stole and shechted it, and it was found to be a treif. Did you shecht it? Shechita shein ruil loishmei shechita. The chol chiyav isra boy de shechita in chalala. Anything that's supposed to happen through the act of shechita didn't happen. Chulin bazara is through shechita, and this was not a shechita.
Rivers saying that he's an arguer. Is that you're saying a negative thing or just as a fact?
I took it as a negative thing, but the Gemara doesn't say negative or positive. The Gemara said, Rabbi said, oh, the arguer stopped.
No, I thought Rivers said. The beginning of Shir. Yeah.
That's why I said it's called Mar Yehuda, because you see, Rabbah, to me, it was a negative fact. You're right. If it's not negative, then I made a mistake.
Okay.
I don't know. You can argue.
I will never do that.
Yes, you can. You can argue me. It's fine. You can argue me, Barabbas. It's fine. I told you it's fine. As long as you do it in learning, I am not even insulted.
Do we have Marjuda anywhere else on
earth? Not that I remember. Again, that doesn't mean anything, but I don't remember.
So what are you trying to say with number 10?
He's trying to follow this man.
What did he say?
He always raised points of difficulty to find fault with opinions of his colleagues.
So that sounds negative. But again, I don't know. It's article. It's a treifah. Treifah ani keres. Okay. A treifah, meaning hashechel is a treifah. Rashi's explaining what is the difference between hashechel is a treifah, hashechel v'nimtas treifah. So Rashi said hashechel is a treifah is one that you see before you shecht. And hashechel v'nimtas treifah is one that you find afterwards. Okay. Tosfos asks the kasha. The Gemara makes it sound that if chul shenishchet the bazar is only an issur drabanan, she would be mekudeshes. Still not worth anything. That is Tyson's discussion. Still not worth anything. So why is she Mukadeshus? And Tyson doesn't build it on Svara. Tyson says, we see it from a Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara says, you Mekadesh a lady with Chametz Nuksha after 6 hours, in the sixth hour, she's not Mukadeshus, and it's only Asa Midrabana. So we see that she's not Mukadeshus, and it's a Drabana. So Tosfos answers that Gemara is different because that Gemara is talking about at a time when Chometz is already Asa Midaraisa. So even though this Chometz is rabbinic, but since it's in a time of Issa Midaraisa, so the Rabbanim were stricter and they removed the Kedushin. Hashem can't hear, it's only an Issa Midaraisa. Since biblically it's mutabana, it's considered a kedushin. So the achrenim want to know, she still can't use it. What have you gained? The bottom line is, did you give her something, or did you not give her something? You didn't give her anything. Not worth anything.
You
get a rice to this. But it's not. So did she receive money, or did she not receive money? Okay. So there's a Reb Shimon that says the following. That anything that's asar na midrabanan is really not asar bana. It's a drabanan told you can't use it. The item is worth money. You're restricted from using it. And this drabanan does not make the item worthless. And this drabanan says you can't use this item that's worth money. So that's her restriction. You gave her something that's worth money. It happens to be that drabanan says she can't use it. That does not withhold the kedushin because you gave her something that's shava kesef. Masha'en ked, if it's asar na midaraisa, it itself was worthless. That's how Reb Shimon explains it. Again, it's a big tumult achrenim, there's an Avni Meluim on it, there's others, but this is the svara that I found easiest to explain. I'm sorry?
Which Reb Shimon are you in?
Shimon Shkaf. Yes.
That matches essentially something we did 20 years ago, but essentially it's talking about whether or not the Isser Nah is intrinsic or extrinsic. The Dirabanan Isser is extrinsic to the item itself. The item itself.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And that's referred to, I think, in Pesach, I don't remember where Shabbos, that as far as an elder returning something or a kohen finding something in a graveyard, as a lion standing in the way. It's not the item itself. It's an external.
Again, that's what I said, yeah.
But if you hold it, a cold cottage dices your bunner between them. That makes it worse.
Well, that depends if they want to remove it or not. They don't have to remove it. They could remove it. That's my bedroom.
I think it's along the same lines as the
Shabbat.
If she accepts the Tranah, and she sells it, whatever it is, she gets money out of it, she doesn't care what the Rabbanan say, is she Mekudeshes or not?
She's Mekudeshes even if she does care what the Rabbanan say. That's what Shimon is saying.
I'm sorry?
Again. If it's Asa Banam Midaraisa, it's a worthless item. If that's an amid rabbanon, the item is worth money. She's just not allowed to use it. So therefore, it's considered you gave her something of value.
It's like the kohen who marries a divorcee. Not allowed to, but it's kal.
Right.
So it doesn't work by this case.
It does. Rav Shimon is saying it's mukadeshes.
Why doesn't every man don't want to say that?
Because the other man, the hold the tassar number, the right.
Okay.
No, I think he said.
I know exactly what Ramesh is saying.
I don't think he knows what he's saying, but.
Oh,
I'm saying
that was like an insult, but it's okay. You never do it for Rabbim, you only do it for Yonkers. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe his children, but
I didn't accept the answer.
No, but the Pshat is like very good now because even Lulei Rav Shimon, I don't want to say Lulei Rav Shimon, but the point of it is that if it's for her, Midoraisa, it's worth something. So it's worth something for her. Okay, I'm sorry. Midoraisa, it's something for her. I got something.
I don't want to argue with you, but I'm asking you a question. If a woman doesn't care about the Issa Deraisa of Chametz and Pesach, she doesn't care. Is it Mekadeshes? You gave her Chametz and Pesach. Yes.
It has no value.
What do you mean? She doesn't care.
No,
she'll sell it.
It has no value. She'll sell. In our case, we're saying Mekadeshes.
That's what Rav Shimon is saying. So you just repeated this far right there.
No.
Thank you. Again.
She's
has nothing to do with her. If it had to do with her, what was bothering Rabbi Misha was that even Chomet should be Mukadeshes, because if the woman doesn't care, she received money. That was his question. I understood his question.
I said it's hard to accept the answer.
So that was his question. His question was, what difference does it make with the Drabon and the Raisa? If she doesn't care, she should be Mukadeshes anyway. And if she does care, she should not be Mukadeshes. That was his question. I'm rewording his question. So the answer to his question is, I don't care what she does. I care whether it's worth money or not. If the Torah said it's worthless, you can't make it worth money. She can do whatever she wants with it, but you didn't give her anything of value.
It doesn't work.
Right, exactly. And my shankate, if it's only bedrabanan, the item is worth money. She just has a restriction. It's a big difference. That's what the answer is. That's exactly it. I don't know exactly what Rabbi Kohn wants to say, but that's why I was answering your question. Dr. Gemay Vaitram. Machron Bekiddish Medemeim Mekadeshes. Dr. Gemay Menalon. How do I know that's true? Meaning, how do I know that if one sells an Isser Hanah, that the money is okay? Now, again, as I spoke out in the Mishnah, it's really not a sale. Because it's worthless. You can't sell something that's worthless. The answer is, the guy knows and says, I don't care. Here is money for it. Now, the Mishnah says that money is okay, even though you received it instead of an Isser Hanah. He gave it to you, knowing that it's Asser Hanah, and he gave you the money, you get the money, and now you want to use it for Kedushin, it works. That means it doesn't transfer from the item to the money. Even though it was exchanged for money, it doesn't transfer it to the exchange. That's what the Mishnah said. The question is, how do you know that? Maybe it does transfer to the exchange. And for the Gemara, "Midigali Rachmana b'Avedes Kachavim v'Yisocherim Kamayu." Since the Torah said by Avedes Zara, the pasuk "V'Yisocherim Kamayu," it should be banned. I don't know what word he uses for cherim. Kamayu like the Avedes Zara. So we learn now, Kol Sha'atam Mahaya, Hemena, anything that you get for the Avedes Zara, Harihu Kamayu has Isser Hana. The Torah is telling me that if you make the Avedes Zara, you transfer it for something else, the Isser follows the item that you transferred it to. You give a guy Avedes Zara and he hands you money, the money is Asser Hanah. And then if you take money and buy a table with it, the table is Asser Hanah. It's all Asser Hanah. That's what we learn now from Avedes Zara. So we say, Mechlau, the Chol Yishrim Shebetayrish Haru. The Torah wrote that by Avedes Zara is to infer that everywhere else it's mutter.
Maybe
not. The rule usually is, if the Torah tells it to me, I compare as many things as I can. So why are you telling me there only? Why don't you say there and everywhere else? And for the Gemara, the Torah wrote it in two places. We have a rule that whenever the Torah repeated itself in two places, it is only those two places, not anywhere else. The Torah wrote it by Avodah Zarah, and the Torah wrote it by Shemitah. If I take Shemitah fruit and I exchange it for money, the money gets the halacha of Shemitah. Now, Shemitah is not Avodah Zarah, not Aser B'Hanah. I can eat Shemitah fruit, but there's halacha beer, there's halacha what I'm restricted to buy with it. All those halachas transfer from the fruit to the money. That's what Shemitah. So we say, twice the Torah told me the halacha of transfer. Since the Torah told me the halacha of transfer twice, we have a rule that whenever the Torah repeats itself two times, it means only these two times, not anywhere else. Now, there's a big problem here. We just finished the next line. Avadis kechavim is like we said from the pasuk. Vayusachirim kamayu shvius mahi yovel he kaidish tia lachem yovel and shemitah are compared as far as the fruit concerned. Ma kaidish typhus is damav av shvius tefesis adonah. Just like by kaidish, when you transfer kechachim to money, the money becomes aser. Like Hekdesh, so Shemitah, when you transfer the fruit to money, the money becomes us. Now, it's a very poor, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not here to say it against the Gemara, but it's not a real good Shnei Ksuvim Mabon Ke'echad. Because the basis of Shnei Ksuvim Mabon Ke'echad is, the Torah could have written it once, and I would have known the second one. Here, that does not work. And we're going to see that in the Gemara. And the Rishayim are bothered. Like, why is the Gemara considering this a Shnei Ksuvim Mabon Ke'echad? And the Gemara never retracts from there. Why? It's not a good one. So the Rashba says, Eino Chinami. The Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara says something else. So we'll let the Gemara do its thing. But Eino Chinami, the Shnei Ksuvim Mabon Ke'echad here is a shaky one.
Why?
I'll show you in a moment why. Dr. Gemara, where do we affect the Gemara? The halacha is, when you take an item of hegdish and you transfer it to money, the money becomes kaddish, the item becomes chulin. By Shemitah, the halacha should be, if I take the fruit and transfer it to money, the fruit of Shemitah should become okay, and the money should have the kedusha. And the halacha is not that way. The halacha is that the fruit retains its Shemitah. How do I know that? If you're comparing it to hegdish, it should transfer and remove the iser from the first item. Talmud Lomar Tia, Yovel he Kodesh Tia, Baba Yasa Tehei. It stays aser. The fruit of Shemitah stays aser. Now again, the word aser here is not the same aser as every iser hanah. You're allowed to eat Shemitah fruit. It means it stays in the rules of Shemitah. Ketzad, listen to this. Lakach beperish v'yaz baser. You exchanged your fruit of Shemitah for meat. Elu ve'elu mizvar and mishriyas, both have the halacha of beer, which means at a certain point in the year, you have to get it out of your house. But Buster dug him. Then you took that meat that you exchanged for the fruit, and you exchanged it for fish. Yatsa Buster, nichnasu dug him. The Buster loses its Shemitah, and the fish get it. The fruit remains usher. The meat became usher, but now you traded the meat for fish. The fish became usher, and the meat became utter. B'dagim yayin, yatsu dagim, nichnas yayin. Take from the fish and buy wine, but the wine becomes usher, the fish, mutter. B'yayin shemen, yatsu yayin, nichnas shemen. Okay, so achron nitvas. The last one has kedusha shemitah, which is, upei riatzmet usher. So here you have Shemitah that also transfers. Now the question is, if it would say Avodah Zarah, I would think Shemitah is Usher. By Avodah Zarah, that's not true. By Avodah Zarah, if I transfer Avodah Zarah for money, and then the money for meat, and the meat for fish, and the fish for wine, it's all Usher. Nothing goes off. And by Shemitah, it's not true. So it's really not Shnei Ksuvim Mabon Ke'echad. Shemitah would never teach me Avodah Zarah, because in Shemitah only the last item is Aser, in Avodah Zarah everything is Aser. And also, Avodah Zarah would never teach me Shemitah, because Avodah Zarah is Aser B'Hanah. Shemitah is not really Aser B'Hanah. So why is this Shnei Ksuvim Mabon Ke'echad? One wouldn't teach me the other. So Taisa says, a whole Shnei Ksuvim Mabon Ke'echad. The Rashba answers a simple answer. The Gemara could have asked that. But the Gemara has a different question, so therefore the Gemara doesn't bother getting involved. Rashi. Nalam the way kafsi the mayu, shata mahaya gasina. The gear says mahaya, what you create from it. Yatsa basi mikdusha shriyas, the pears gufayuk se boitia babiasa day. The fruit remains usher. Avachalufayan may yachi luhulan. The meat goes to hulan, the fish take over. Then when you change the fish for wine, the wine takes over, and then the oil takes over. The only things that are usher remain kdusha shmita is the original fruit and the last item. So Avedizara, it's not that way. But Avedizara, everything is usher. Uperi atzmai, haperi arishin usher lach rabir, shluyasa b'kdushasa, never left its kdusha. But the Gemara considers it shnei ksuvim, as I mentioned a moment ago, the Rishayim find this problematic. Zog the Gemara, honicha l'man d'amar e'ma lamdin. That works if you say two psukim, mean only these two, not anywhere else. El l'man d'amar e'ma lamdin, mayikil l'maymar. But there's a mandiyama that says if the Torah repeats itself twice, you could learn from it. So how do I know, according to that mandiyama, that everywhere else the Isser doesn't transfer? But the Gemara mi'utik siv, it says extra exclusions. Hacha it says kicherim hu. The word hu says only here. Siv yayvul hi, it, not anywhere else. He and midachri nevoi. In both cases, the Torah excluded other things. It's not the Shnei Ksuvim. It's the exclusions. Only in this case, not in any other case. So therefore, this is the case where the Torah says the Isser passes on. Everywhere else, the Isser does not pass on.
From the Manda Amram holds that Shnei Ksuvim, you can learn, we see that both Manda Amram
Again, according to the Rajba, both Mandi Amram need the final answer. But the Gemara decided not to elaborate, just gave you the final answer. Tyson says a different shot. Because again, the Gemara made it sound that if you hold Shnei Ksuvim HaBankechad Eima Lamdin, there's no problem. We have our source. The problem was only according to the Mandi Amram that said that by two Ksuvim you could learn. So the Gemara answered, according to that Mandi Amram, we have exclusions. Now, that's how the Gemara made it sound. The Rishayim are bothered. It's not a good Shnei Ksuvim HaBan Ke'echad. So how could you possibly... The Rashi answers, you're right. The Gemara could have said, hey, this doesn't work. But the Gemara has exclusions anyway, so the Gemara just left it alone. That's how the Rashi learned. So this is a whole different chat, but that's the Rashi's chat.
Why
isn't
that Shnei Ksuvim?
Because Shnei Ksuvim is based on the fact that if it said one, I would have figured out the other one. If I need both, then it's not Shnei Ksuvim. The basis of Shnei Ksuvim is the Torah repeated itself unnecessarily. By repeating itself unnecessarily, it's saying only here, not anywhere else. So if you would learn Shemitah from Avodah Zarah, or Avodah Zarah from Shemitah, so then it's Shnei Ksuvim HaBan Ke'echad. But if one wouldn't teach me the other, then there's no unnecessarily. The problem here is, Avodah Zarah talks about no, Shemitah is not. So I would never learn Shemitah from Avodah Zarah. And Shemitah doesn't answer everything, only answers the last item. Avodah Zarah answers everything, so I would never learn Avodah Zarah from Shemitah. So it's not that's Taisus's kasha. So Taisus is a shtickle Torah, but the Rashba says, you're right, the Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara anyway brings exclusions at the end. So once the Gemara brings exclusions at the end, that is the source. It's not, according to the Rashi, but no. It does not work as Shnei Ksuvim. Again, the Gemara calls it Shnei Ksuvim. We don't erase Gemaras. The Rashi has a problem, and he said the Gemara could have asked that problem, but the Gemara decided it has another answer, so it didn't bother asking the question. That there's two miyutim, kicherim hu, and yayvel hi, to tell me only in these two, not anywhere else. So that's the, again, I'm speaking out of Rashi's shot in the Gemara. Tysus has a different shot in the Gemara. So going to Tysus, you would not say that the Gemara never could have slugged it up. But whatever reason it is, I'm not getting involved. But that's what, this is the Rashi's shot in the Gemara. We don't erase Gemaras. I'm just speaking out the Rashi's shot in the Gemara. Zuck the Mishnah Vayter. Hamikadesh betrumas ubemaisris ubematanas ubemechatas ubeifrachatas. Somebody's Mekadosh, a woman with Truma, or Maestris. Maestro Rishon, Maestro Shani. Right. Well, Maestro Shani we had before, according to Woman the Amr, doesn't work. Depends if you hold. Matanis means Zrayel Chayayim Vakeva. The halacha is that if you shecht an animal, and a chulin animal, not a carbon, you have to give the kayan three parts. The right front foot, the cheekbone and the tongue, and one of the stomachs. Yes, an animal, that I think the word is ruminates, has four stomachs, and one of the stomachs you have to give the kayan, the keva. Now, that's the halacha. So if a person went and took the Zerayah L'chaim V'akeva and he gave it to the woman, she's Mekudeshes, because these things are not Asr B'Hanah, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. It goes to the Kayan ultimately. The woman will give it to the Kayan. But he gave her something of value, and the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that the reason for this is, it's an assumption, is because the right to pick the kayan is worth money. If I give, this is a havamina of the Gemara, I want to make it clear, I can't stress this enough. The havamina of the Gemara is, when I give a woman truma, she can't eat it. He's not a kayan. He's giving her truma. But she now gets the right to pick the kayan. That's worth money. Because you get the right to pick kayan. That's a value. Now, what value is there in picking a kayan? So there's a halacha like this. A guy can walk over to somebody else, right? Reb Feitel can walk over to Dr. Harris and say, listen, I have a good friend named Avram Cohen. He's a kayan. Good friend. I'd like to get him truma. I hear you have like $1,000 worth of truma. I'll give you $100. Give the truma to Avram Cohen. That's perfectly legal. Therefore, the right to pick the kayan can be worth money. Somebody can pay another person. Now, the kayan can't do that. Avram Cohen cannot walk over to Dr. Harris and say, listen, you're my friend. You have $1,000 worth of truma. I'll kick back $100. Give me your $1,000 worth of truma. That is usher. But anybody else that's not the kayan can do that. A guy can do it. He has a son-in-law kayan, and doesn't want to have to send him a check that month. So he can go over to his friend and said, I hear you have truma. You have $1,000 worth of truma. That will take care of my son-in-law's expenses. This is one thing you have what to eat. I'll give you $100. Give him the $1,000 worth of truma. That is called tevis hanah. The right to pick your kayan. So the havamina of the Gemara is that this Mishnah is saying that's worth money, and therefore when you give the woman the truma or the maestris to pick the Levi or the matana, because the maestro Rishon has to go to the Levi or the Zerayah L'chaim V'akeva, so that's something she now can decide which kayan to give it to, and maybe somebody will come over to her and hand her some moolah, so she should give it to a certain person. So he gave her something of value. And therefore, she's Mekudeshes. That is the Havamina, I want to stress that again, of the Gemara. The next case in the Mishnah is Mechatas. Now, halacha is, what happened was like this. Anybody that was Tamei Meis needed to be sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. That was halacha. Now, a guy lives in Tzfat. How is he going to get sprinkled on? He lives in Tveria. How is he going to get sprinkled on? The answer is, Bezen sent out ashes all across Eretz Yisrael. That means in the major metropolises, they had a bunch of ashes of Paraduma available to sprinkle on people at whenever they became Tamei Meis, which was very frequent. Somebody dies, somebody's got to bury him. He has to be buried. These people become Tamei Amesim. His relatives are there by the Kavura. They become Tamei Amesim. Tumas Meis, unfortunately, since the Chet of Adam Arishan, is frequent. And therefore, there was a need for Afer. So they had Afer all across Eretz Yisrael. they had to draw well water and mix the ashes into it. Not that many ashes, because remember, this Bar Aduma is supposed to last for a long time across Eretz Yisrael. So they dropped some ashes into it. I don't know exactly how much. I'm sure Rabbi Schutz knows the Gemara that says exactly how much. But whatever it is, right, it has to change the color, I think. Whatever it is, they mix the ashes into the well water. So a guy takes well water that's going to be used to mix ashes in, and he uses it for kedushin for the lady. Now that is something that is worth money, because having well water to be able to mix the ashes into is something, at least at this point, the Gemara is going to explain it differently, Habamina, is worth money. So he's giving her something of value. Or he has some of the ashes. So he's giving her the ashes. Now she has the ashes. Again, as the Gemara will explain, it's not so simple, but that's how we understand it now. So the Mishnah says, Harizu Mekadeshes, Bafili Yisroel, and even if the owner of this Truma, going back to the Truma, is Yisroel, doesn't make a difference. He's giving her something that she can give to a Kayan. She now gets a chance to choose the Kayan of her choice, and therefore, it's worth money. Rashi, let me just do Rashi, Matanas, Hazraya, Vachayayim, Vachayim, the right front foot, the cheekbone, and the stomach. Hafili Yisroel, Kasalkabaitos. The Havamina is, and Rashi tells you again, it's a Havamina, that all he has is the right of Taibas Hanoa should be other Lissitin Chomish Yirza, that he can give it to any coin he wants. The Gam Hilai Zachse Eleba Taibas Hanoa Zu, that's all she's receiving. She's going to have to give it to a coin, a Maisel the Levi. Mekacha Taibas Hanoa Zu. He's being Mekadisha with this Taibas Hanoa. The Ksavar Taibas Hanoa Mammon, the Gemara this bold holds, that right is considered mammon. Yes. Yes, Rabbi Kol.
Before saying the line, Mafilu Yisrael, I thought that the case was she was a Bas Kohen.
Doesn't make a difference. You give Truma to a Kayan, not to a Bas Kohen.
I know, so Mekadesh, Trumas would have meant what then?
He gave a nice Bas Yisrael Truma.
Okay.
And she has to give to a Kayan.
That's Mafili Yisrael means what?
That the man who's giving the Kedushin is the Yisrael.
But if the man was the Kohen.
So that belongs to him, and now she has it. She doesn't have to give it to anybody, and she'll marry him, she'll be able to eat it.
She can't eat it.
But Drabana, she can't eat it till a certain time, correct?
Right, but
it's worth money. She can eat it, but she'll eat it when she gets married. It's grain. She'll save the grain till she gets married, and she'll have extra grain. There's no Havamina.
This
is Avram Cohen's Havamina.
No.
The Mishnah says Afili Yisrael.
Yeah, but Afili Yisrael is telling me, don't think.
Right, exactly. Right.
So, Rebbe said that we'll have me at least 10 times today.
Because the Gemara is going to change shot 6 times. That's why I said the Havamina.
I can't
say
it once. The mission is that by going and abusing.
Correct. I'm sorry about that.
No, don't worry, Rebbe.
I know. Okay.
I've been doing this for 20 years now. Whatever you say is correct.
Mechatas comes from, is that like Tzorhi Tzibor? Is it owned by anybody?
You can buy me. Anybody can take mechatas. Take it from a well.
Buy it?
Take it from a well.
Is this water before it becomes with ashes?
Yeah.
Once it becomes ashes,
We'll talk about this in the tomorrow.
Okay. Just wanted to make up.
I had the same thing.
Premix.
You're mechavim to Avram.
I'm surprised.
Mechavim to what he thought about.
I'm surprised that he said it all out. I thought you would have like mechavim stations. You know what I mean? Like you just said it all out.
Where else? A guy that lives in Tzfat, he would have to go to Yerushalayim every time he's in Tzfat Meish, it'd make his life rather difficult.
Maybe what I was saying was to have Mechata stations.
Maybe they did.
I thought you said
that it doesn't matter. Even if it's only out of water, you can be Mechata plain water. Sure.
Yeah.
It's not for
drinking
water.
It's worth money. See, today, we take water for granted. If you learn Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, you see how much they scrunched on water, right? They didn't have, like, you know what I mean?
So
today, you would see, today, no, but see, no, You know, today we like smile at the halacha that says you should wash your whole hand to the wrist, as if that's like a big chiddush. In those days, the famous story was Rabbi Saul Salanter, who was so cheap on washing, exactly, because the maid had to schlep the water from the well, right? So, again, you're living in 2024, Baruch Hashem, and your water pipes work, and therefore, you take water for granted, and the bill you get at the end of the month, which grows every month by leaps and bounds, by the way, for some reason, it seems to cost more every month.
Mine does not. Rabbi, mine does not. You know why? Because my bill before, I paid more for the... So mine's
just the next one. Yeah, okay. But anyway, that's what it is. But that's why you think, like, water is worth money? Yeah, water is worth money. Yes, it does. By the way, a gallon of bottled water costs more than a gallon of gasoline.
Yeah.
It's a fact. Yes. It's a fact. Yes, doctor.
I'm surprised you didn't talk to Mishnah the Yadayim. That I believe you can wash the hands of 100 people with one reverse of water.
Yeah, okay. That, I don't think it says 100. I said whatever it is. Whatever it is. I don't remember
it's
exactly.
Number,
yeah, it's the same idea. It's
very
the same
hard to imagine,
right,
but
right.
It must be something that they had.
Yeah, water was very scary. It wasn't so easy. Yeah, it wasn't so necessary. So therefore, you take it for granted, but it's not so simple. That's my right. I'm a ruler. Taimus ain't a mammon. Ruler says. The right to pick a kohen is not called money. And this is a big problem that kohenim have. Can she get money for it? Can she not get money for it? What do you mean, tevis hanoah ein mammon? What does that mean? Now, the easiest shot, even though it bothers me to say this shot, but the easiest shot is to say, very infrequent do people pay people to give truma to somebody else. It doesn't happen. Theoretically, it sounds like a great idea. Practically, she's not going to get anything out of it. The other man, the Amay, says it's not true. She will get something out of it. That's the easiest shot. I don't like it. It makes a machloikus whether this thing happens frequently or not happens frequently. I don't like such machloikus. There's an other shot they say, but it's not so simple, and that they say that it's not considered the intrinsic value of the item. It's an extrinsic value, and therefore it's not considered that she got something. I have a problem with that shot is, the bottom line is, she can get money for it. So I don't care whether it's intrinsic or extrinsic. The bottom line is, this is worth money to her. But again, the Achrayim deal with this machlaikas. The simplest shot is to say, is this practical or not? The right to get money is there. The question is, how practical is that?
Therefore,
if it's not practical, so it's not worth anything to her. Because she doesn't view it as I'm going to get money for this. So therefore, what am I going to do with the truma? I'm going to give it to a kohen. So I have a right to pick a kohen. Whoopie-doo. Why is that worth money? Oh, because somebody might pay me. When was the last time somebody paid somebody to give truma to somebody? Doesn't happen. That's what these achrayim say. Therefore, Ula says Taivas Hanoah is not mammon. The Madiyamin says Taivas Hanoah is mammon. Is saying it does happen more frequently. Therefore, it is considered mammon. Again, this is one of the pshatim that achrayim say in this halach machloikas. Whether the Taivas Hanoah is or isn't considered mammon. Rashi, ain't a mammon, the Kaddish Ba'isha. Can't work to Mekaddish a lady. Yes, doctor.
This is actually, we can see from the mission, the perception of the mission itself, it has value.
Again, that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha.
Right, the lady's married, period.
Again, that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha and Ula.
But
Ula says something, the Gemara says our mission says the opposite.
But the truth is, at least as far as secular, this is a debate which has been going on in economics for several hundred years as to whether or not perceived value is actually value. You know, for instance, people will pay...